This podcast is a part of the Newhoff Media Podcast Network.
Yesterday, Saturday and Sunday, I went out and filmed the Forsyth Decatur disc golf open. And this is like, I think they've been doing this for 5 years or something like that, which is crazy. Talked to one of the local organizers and talked to the overall champion and Grant Weber. We know we work with Grant at Decatur Blue. Who took second place in the Masters 40-plus amateur division. And I don't know. I've never been out and about on our disc golf courses.
I have probably two or three times, and it looks like so much fun.
I got home, and I told Lindsay, I'm like, you know, this looks like something I think I could try. Certainly a lot less expensive than golf.
Right.
And it can't be any more frustrating.
No, it's equal frustrations.
Right. So I was talking to the guys, you know, what does it take to get started? Because, the pros and the amateurs were in Forsyth on Saturday and the pros were at Nelson Park and then they flipped on Sunday. But there were four rounds. So these guys were here for, days. And it was a lot of fun. You can check out the video at nowdecatur.com. Bill Clevenger, the executive director of the Decatur Park District, joins us this morning. When did the Nelson Park disc golf course open?
Brian, I think it was, maybe
2011, 2012.
No, the plan was developed in 2010, so it was probably 6 or 8 years old.
Okay,
maybe time flies when you're having fun, but I'm not sure the exact date. But that was one of those that grew out of that master planning process, and we had a lot of people interested at that point in time, and I think that sport is really growing in Decatur.
Well,
we had 140, 150 players here this weekend.
Yeah, from 18 states, and the winner yesterday that we had a chance to visit with, his name is Danny Beauchamp. He said that in the last 5 years, 6 years in particular, it has exploded, not only here in the United States, but just globally, really increased.
I don't doubt that at all. This tournament has been going on now with Forsyth 4 or 5 years, and it just every year seems to exponentially grow. So it's good for the diversity of recreational activity in our community. There's a lot of people passionate about it, that's for sure.
All right, and so I was out there watching as players were showing up, both Forsyth and Nelson. So we have two, which is, golf courses, people want to come and travel and come to your community. It's great to have both of them. How did you guys get hooked up with Forsyth to do this thing originally?
When they developed their course, then it just kind of became a natural. And the Village of Forsyth reached out about creating a bigger event. So we partner and we grow an event that's good for both communities.
All right, so those people come into town, they eat in restaurants, they stay in hotels, they bring family with them. We talk about softball tournaments and everything else. Chuck Kuhl's got his tennis tournament coming up. These things are great for the economy.
Absolutely. With the side of that a lot of people don't see, Brian, is the facility side, where you have to have the facility in place, you have to have the quality facility to get those kind of events to your community. And that just leads to, like you said, you've got the restaurants, you've got the hotels, you've got the gas stations, and so forth and so on, that rolls those dollars through your community. This weekend, not only did we have disc golf, we had at Rotary Park a men's D&E state tournament, 35 teams in town for that softball tournament. So you take that number and roll it through the community as well.
Well, I talked to a number of the pros yesterday for the disc golf tournament. They all went and played several rounds of miniature golf at Overlook Adventure Park and had rave reviews.
That's great. That facility now with the mini golf, the ropes, the batting cages, Splash Cove this weekend on Saturday, we hit our 750 capacity, but I think as you take people in, take people out, we were about 1,000 people went through Splash Cove on Saturday afternoon.
Let's put some context on that, because I learned something interesting in a Parks Foundation meeting I had last week, that you guys were averaging in the final year of Fairview Pool 140 people a day.
That's right.
I mean, put that into, that's perspective.
That's perspective. That's an outstanding perspective. The total attendance at Fairview, I think, was about 10,000-12,000 through the summer. This summer, we're going to probably hit 30,000-35,000 through this facility. The concession numbers, we've already, I don't know what the exact numbers are as of today, but we've probably tenfold what we were doing there. But more importantly, look at the variety of activity that this provides our community. Now, Fairview, I understand, was more a West End type pool, but it was also a pool that had reached the end of its life expectancy, and we were having major problems every year with that pool. So this was an opportunity to provide our community, you know, an outstanding facility that provides the competitive swim lane, but also all those water park features that people are looking for today. Kids today, when you look at aquatics, kids today that look at a pool look for the play area. They look for the water slides. They look for those features that create excitement. The swim pool itself really is a facility that competitive swimmers, lap swimmers utilize. But kids, families are used to the water park experience, and we're able to provide all those today.
Absolutely. What's turning out to be the favorite? What are the People's Choice Awards for the different attractions at Splash Cove?
You know, I think you take the slides. The slides are probably there, the big wow factor on the slides, but the play area in the middle, Lazy River gets a lot of use. But, you know, there's use in the competitive pool and the shallow end of the competitive pool too. So I don't know that there's one clear-cut favorite. I think it's the mix that creates the interest.
All right, good stuff as always. All right, so we're sitting here July 26th. I don't know where time is just flying by, but when will the parks wrap up as far as park leaders and lunch programs and all of that?
Comes up here in a couple of weeks, Brian. That will wind down first week of August. Then we wind right into, you know, school starts, and that's going to be a challenge for us at Splash Cove because our guard pool, many of those young people go back to college. So we're going to be looking at what do our weekends look like any other year. We'll be moving to a weekend-type schedule during August. But how do we get enough guards in place to keep that facility functional through Labor Day weekend? We're hoping that we can make that happen. But in today's labor market, you're never quite sure what may or may not happen. So we're developing plans for that as we move forward. But, you know, the concert series, we can't let a week go by without talking about the Devon.
Yeah, the Gin Blossoms and Capital Sound out there this weekend.
Oh, golly, we had close to 2,000 people for the Gin Blossoms. What a night. It was just a phenomenal night at the Devon. And this week coming up, we have Chase Rice on Thursday night with Jared Neiman. And then Friday night, we have The Little Merman, which is all the Disney stuff. And we'll probably see a lot of kids out there for that one. And so we also had the Y-103 Appreciation Night out there. There's 1,300 people out there.
Yeah, no doubt. And then the air show is just a couple of weeks away.
Man, boy, summer is escaping us, isn't it?
I know, right?
Air show, 75th anniversary of the airport. The show's coming together nicely. I think we're going to have a big weekend out there. We're estimated, the producer of our air show estimates about 10,000 people a day probably for the air show. So that'll be a big weekend out on the east side of town.
Well, I would think, too, you know, that you'd want to get that message out to people that are traveling in, you know, all the other great things, you know, to do on the east end of town while they're here.
Absolutely. I think there's a lot of opportunity for that weekend because the air show is going to be basically a midday to, you know, mid-afternoon kind of an event. So then we need to work on getting the message out that will tell people what else they can do in Decatur and what other attractions we have as a community to offer.
Fantastic stuff, Bill. We appreciate it. Thank you. Have a great day. Bill Clevenger, at least for now, still the executive director of the Decatur Park District for a few more weeks.
Ticking down.
A lot of stuff going on.
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.